about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, how is everybody holding up? Y'all holding up pretty good? I am. I'm doing pretty good. You know, a study came out today saying if you people are starting to get the holiday blues, you know, a lot of us were in La La Land with Christmas and Hanukkah, and we're running around singing fa la 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 la, you know, fa la line. You know, there's people around us having the holiday blues, and they're telling us that we may want to kind of look around and keep an eye out because some of those people could be suicidal. Okay, we don't want to hear that. We want to be in La La Land. I love holidays, right? I'm singing A Holy Night. I'm singing Baby Please Come Home. I like that Eagle song. That Eagle song. Those will be, I won't sing it, but I love that one. That one, the sad, sad blues, or that song. I don't know what it's called, but I love that one. You know, but it's true. People have the holiday blues. Okay. You know, that Elvis song, Blue Christmas, you know, they do. And sometimes we're, you know, fall in line so much that we forget to realize that some people could be sad. Now, people that are sad are usually the ones that are, you know, they don't have family. Okay. Now, I don't get that because for me, the family is sometimes the most difficult part of the holidays, right? You know, family's coming into town. We got to entertain them. Oh, man, I got to clean the house. Oh, they're going to stay at the house. You know, to me, but you see, grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. You know, I am very grateful for my family. I love my family. But when the out-of-towners come in, it is. It's a pain in the butt. It is. You know, or you have to go out of town. It's a pain. You know, it's funny. I have to admit, you know, 50% of my patients are going away for Christmas, and they really don't want to go to where they're going. You know, now you could say, oh, well, that's probably the in-law. You know, the daughter-in-law is upset or the son-in-law is upset. No, it's not even the in-laws. It's even the actual daughters or sons. You know, I think maybe there's an anxiety about traveling or there's anxiety about, you know, staying in someone's house. You know, it's interesting. You know, I used to stay at people's houses all the time, you know, when I was in college. No, I wasn't a hoochie mama. I just, you know, in between apartments or, you know, I didn't pay the rent. You know, so you'd crash at people's houses all the time. Well, the older you get, the more uncomfortable it is. I'm not very comfortable in other people's houses. You know, I like privacy. You know, the walls are always thin, so if you're going poop, you know, they can hear. I don't like that, you know. I like having my own place. I don't want people hearing me snore. You know, so yes, you know, if you really stop to think about it, there's a lot of things that could be issues. But mostly people that get the quote-unquote holiday blues are usually ones that are single. And they're alone. And yeah, it can be depressing. You know, it can. I get that, you know, cause you go to, you know, all these little exhibits and, you know, everybody in all these movies, everybody's, you know, kids running around and Santa Claus and everybody hugging and, oh, you can't be alone for Christmas, can't be alone. So, you know, just do everybody a favor. If you think there's somebody that is alone, now true, there's a reason they probably are. Maybe people don't like them or they antisocial. Or they set fires to people's houses. But, you know, if you think you're going to be safe with this person, you know, and you know them, of course, invite them. Invite them to Christmas dinner. Okay? You know, it's you know, you're already having the in-laws, right? You might as well. Okay? You know, it actually kind of could break things up, you know, just in case the guilt trips start. You know? How come you never come to visit? How come we always have to beg you? I don't see enough of the kids. You don't Skype. Why don't you Skype? You know, so at least then you could say, you know, Bob from the mailroom's here. Bob, tell us what it's like in the mailroom. Let's, you know, all right. Okay, so what, you know, if you see somebody that is, let's say, missing work, all right, that may be a red flag. Let's say they're very, very tired. They're sleeping in. Let's say they're getting kind of angry, or you think your friend or your coworker is starting to drink or whatever. Those are red flags that the person may have the holiday blues. And of course, you don't have to take it upon yourself. You know, they should seek professional help. But, you know, if it's somebody that you think is going to start going down that path, invite them over for holiday dinner. All right. See, kind of nice. Nice. You know what? Honestly, I love the holidays. I love them so much. You know, we're celebrating Hanukkah this week. My kids opened up their first present yesterday. And I told you guys, hubby got them BB guns. And I was livid when I saw the BB guns. I'm like, really? really BB guns. Yet, when I saw them practicing outside and they were wearing cowboy hats, I was like, oh, okay, well, then that's okay. My babies were donning their cowboy hats, and then that made it all right. But don't worry, there's no cats in the neighborhood. All the cats have been adopted by us. They're in the house. We're good. Okay, we got a very interesting show today, right? Yeah, for once. No, I promise it's going to be interesting. It looks like there's been a study showing people with high blood pressure could be at higher risk of developing a brain tumor. I know y'all don't want to hear that kind of stuff, but there's a little interesting tie. Also, those of you walking around with faster heart rates, some of you are always in the 90s or 100s, that may not be good. All right, that may not be a good sign. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about foods that trigger migraines. There's a lot I want to talk about. I'm just kind of looking at everything. Oh, and then there may be another way to see who's going to get Alzheimer's before somebody else based on their MRIs, which is cool. Will the government allow us to get MRIs readily? No. But, you know, maybe we can get our MRIs before Obamacare kicks in. That's always a positive. If we have time, I definitely want to talk about Christmas trees. Right? Kind of the origin of Christmas trees. I love, love, love Christmas trees. I know the Washington Christmas tree went up. Didn't have anything to do with Jesus, from what I heard. It was about Obama, right? It said, we love Obama, right? I think there was like a roadmap to Hawaii on there. But the Christmas tree that I know, you know, does celebrate Christmas like it's supposed to. So, if we have time, we'll talk about that. But and then finally, doctors allowing patients to read their medical notes. Some doctors don't like it. Me, I personally don't care if the patients want to read the medical notes. I mean, I don't ever write, you know, obnoxious things about them. I mean, I'd probably be more worried about, you know, patients, seeing a conversation or a text I have between me and my mother. You know, I mean, it's kind of grumpy. I have no qualms about what they see with their notes, but I guess there's supposed to be this transparency era of transparency. So patients want to know what their doctors are thinking. We are coming up on break. So guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, follow us on Facebook. A little later this hour, we're also going to be talking about inbreeding and what famous people have married their cousins. Apparently, inbreeding is in the news because remember the Brooklyn killing of the little boy by a by Libby Kletsky? Remember, little boy went up to him because he didn't know where to go home, and then he massacred this little kid. Well, he's saying because he had an incestual background, that caused him to do strange things. So he's blaming his inbreeding and hoping to use that as his defense. So we're going to talk about that. But just on a happier thought, just really, really quickly, want to talk about Christmas trees. The reason why we're talking about it is I guess the winter solstice is here. It's officially winter now. I know many of us have been freezing our butts off now for weeks, but now it's officially winter. And I guess the original quote-unquote tree was erected because of celebrating the solstice. Because it meant, quote-unquote, per, I believe, the Romans, that the last sun god would begin to eat well, all right? And they would use evergreen trees for this. And, you know, we always thought it happened with, you know, Germany. And true, the first Christmas tree did occur. The first real Christmas tree started in Germany, right? It was mid-16th century, so 1500s. But ancient Egyptians and Romans would celebrate the solstice with a feast to honor Saturn, the god of agriculture. They would do it around this time, and they would use an evergreen tree. So that's the oldest roots. But Germany gets credit for starting the Christmas tree, Tannenbaum, right? Tannenbaum is the word for it. All right. And, but, you know, Christmas trees, they would actually, you would put everything under there. Not only presents, you'd also put the food for the Christmas dinner. You'd put the knife. You'd put, like souvenirs and other types of things. But what's interesting is some of the first Christmas trees were actually decorated to be kind of biblically symbolic of the paradise tree in the Garden of Eden. So they would use flowers that were originally red and white, red for knowledge and white for innocence. So that's where the red and white decorations came for the Christmas trees. And then tinsel was invented in Germany around the 1600s also, yet it was real silver. So what they would do was make these little wafer-thin strips, pull it out of the silver. It was durable, but it did tarnish, especially next to the light. And then they would try to mix it with lead and tin. It would get so heavy. But they actually really used silver, real silver, up into the mid-20th century. All right, now I won't go into too much more detail, but just fascinating stuff. I just love the whole Christmas tree and tinsel and all that. You know, true, we have a menorah, and you know, you really can't decorate a menorah too much because of the candles and it burns everything. So, I love Hanukkah, one of my favorite holidays, but there is nothing like a Christmas tree. There's nothing that inspires that warmth and, you know, that sense of love, you know, for God and your country and everything. So I'm just excited. And, you know, luckily none of the Christmas trees I've seen say we love you, Obama, because I'm sure if it did, that would really turn my stomach. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, let's go to one of your emails. This one email is a little long. It's from Lilia. Lilia? Yeah, okay, can't tell with the eye. She was concerned about the breast implants from yesterday. Remember those French breast implants? The country's thinking about doing 30,000 recalls, which would be 30,000 times two breast implants. And she was asking, it's too long an email because she goes into the detail of her implants, but how can you tell if your breast implant has ruptured? Okay? Now, I know a lot of us want breast implants and we don't have it, but for those of us that know people that have breast implants, you can't tell. You really can't tell a lot of times if it's ruptured, if it's small. But the large ruptures, you start to feel it under your arms, your breasts will hurt, or your breasts will feel funny. And my recommendation is if you do have implants and you think something's up, we go for MRI. MRI is one of the best tests to see if your breast implant ruptured. All right. I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, if you could see the silicone dripping down into the axilla, yeah, that's probably a sign too, but we always MRI to see. And again, you know, in France right now, I guess they're going to be making a decision this week on whether they're going to mandate all these women, these 30,000 women, to go and get these PIP breast implants out. Again, we don't know how many were used in the States. All right. We know they were used in France, maybe some in Italy. But we believe that the company, the PIP company, I'm trying to remember their name here. I don't have what I have from yesterday. It's a French, Poly Implant Prothese. It's a French company called PIP. They were trying to sell, I guess, saline implants here in the States, and I guess it never went to fruition. So from what I understand, I think most Americans are fine. But the one point I want to bring up, even for you men that have stents or some of you that have pacemakers, etc., keep, laminate, make photocopies, put on Facebook, I don't care, the name of the company, the brand, the lot number. You know, I can't tell you how many people, when they were having issues with the hips, remember with the hip replacements, the ball and socket, there was a big issue earlier this year with some of the hip replacements. People were like, okay, I don't know what I have. I don't know what I have. All right, and what's frustrating is what if there's going to be a recall years from now? You know, it's not like we could take an x-ray and read it on the x-ray. It's not going to happen that way. So if any of you have an implant or anything, all right, know what's there. Now, another easy way to do it is get the operative note. All right, I think the operative note, anytime you have surgery, get the operative note. Why not? Because if there was a mesh or a certain brand of something put in there, then you know it and you have it. Make copies, give it to a loved one so if there are ever any issues. Because I know a lot of people, you get the implant, you're like, all right, I got implants. They don't know what the name is or lot number. You don't know. So just to be on the safe side. Okay, now, you know, some of you are probably going, well, the doctor's not going to want to give me that. They have to. You know, right now in the news, they're talking about, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. They're talking about how patients want to see their medical notes. You know, and some doctors are on board with that, other doctors aren't. You know, this is how I look at it, okay? I don't put anything in the chart that I wouldn't want. Wait a second, here's a double negative. I'm not going to put anything in the chart that I wouldn't not want read. Okay, that was about three negatives. But, I mean, if I think somebody's being a jerk, I'm not going to put that in the chart. You don't put that stuff in the chart. You put objective medical issues in there, you know? I mean, even if I don't like somebody and I want a discharge, I'll say plan on discharging patient. I mean, they're already going to know they're going to get discharged. They're going to get a letter. You know, doctors should know that if they're medical providers, that anything you write in the medical chart, A, can be used and held against you in a court of law, absolutely. But, you know, B, will be transferred to another doctor or patients will want to pick up. They have a right to it. You know, you as a patient, you have a right to your medical notes. So, now, my problem is we're not on the electronic system yet. And I've explained to you the reasons why, many issues why. Number one is there was a company in town that a few of my friend doctors used. They came up with $100,000. Companies are smart. You know how they do it. They go, all right, you pay me the $100,000. Don't take a loan with me. You take a loan out of the bank, but pay me in full. And that's what happened. Bank paid the software company. They bail, and now the doctors are left with a $100,000 loan. So a couple of those things happened. And then number two is you want everybody to be on the same one. And right now it's a complete mishmash. Everybody's on different ones. And the average cost of and putting in your electronic software is about $100,000, especially if you have four providers. That's at least $25,000 a provider, at least. So if I'm going to shell out $100,000, all right, A, I'd like to have it first, which I don't, and I can't take on another loan. And number two is I want to make sure it could communicate with your doctor in Minnesota or your doctor in Texas. So we're still on paper. We are, and I'm sorry if I'm archaic by that. I want to save the trees. I love the trees, but we're on paper. But, you know, here's the thing. My handwriting kind of stinks. So that's an issue. But luckily, the notes are pretty nice and crisp and templated. So, I mean, it's really easy to fill your diagnosis out of the physical or whatever. So even with my handwriting, it's legible. It's legible. But, patients want to see their notes. I think it's a great idea. You know, one interesting event I had with a patient was there was a lady who was a very, very heavy narcotic seeker. And she kept asking for pain pills for her hip. And she had left the office for about 6 months because she found another doctor to give her pain pills because I wouldn't do it anymore. And I don't like writing pain pills. And then she comes back, and the very first time I see her after 6 months or close to a year was her in the hallway reading through her chart, you know, that she got on the door. And I'm like, can I help you? I don't care. She was reading through her chart. And she goes, yeah, I'm looking to see if I ever told you about headaches. And I'm like, why? Why? What's wrong? She's like, well, I had a melanoma of the retina, and my lawyer wants to see if he could sue you. I go, he can have copies of the notes. You never told me about headaches. He's all the welcome to him. So I can see why doctors are a little nervous. But me, I gave her the records, and nah, she couldn't hold that against me. She never brought up headaches. You know, things happen. You get cancers. You can take as many doctors as you want to down with you. But, you know, it's got to make sense. All right, in this case, it didn't. Evil. All right, guys, we'll be back. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Accused me of that. Yeah, all right. So you guys heard Gerard Butler had to be hospitalized for a possible near-death experience that he had. He was doing a surfing scene for one of his latest movies of Men and Mavericks, and apparently he was pulled under the waves for at least 20 to 40 seconds. They said when they dragged him out, he was rescued by a safety worker on a jet ski. They think he was actually crashed up against the rocks. They said he looked pretty upset. I don't know too much about his injuries. They haven't reported those yet, but he is supposedly stable and still handsome as anything. But, oh, I tell you, you know, interesting with the surfing. One of my boys is like me, kind of klutzy, clumsy, didn't do well. The other boy, the one that's like always good in sports, just, I mean, his first surfing lesson, he was ready to go advanced. I mean, it's amazing. And I, you know, I want him to be able to advance, but boy, I get nervous, you know, having him crash against the surf. Yeah, no, we don't have waves here in Southern Nevada. I have to take him to California, and I'm too lazy to do that. Mom, I want to surf. Mom, I want to surf. That's what she did. She got him a surfboard. All right. Okay, so let's talk about, what do we want to talk about next? Let's talk about high blood pressure could quadruple the risk of developing a brain tumor. None of us want to hear that. Look, I have high blood pressure in the family. I know my blood pressure is going to be high. It's just going to be a matter of time. I'm in my 40s. A matter of time. I don't want to hear this. You all don't want to hear this, but we're going to talk about it. All right. Four it quadruples the risk of developing a brain tumor. They say the overall risk doubles for people with the highest blood pressure levels compared to those with the lowest, but it increases fourfold for some people diagnosed with meningioma who had high blood pressure. Okay, so you see what happened? It was people that had a tumor, they look back and saw the blood pressure. Now I'm gonna just say something here, okay? All right. When you look at somebody that has something, and then you go back and go, oh, they also had high blood pressure. You know, it seems logical to go, oh, okay, well, maybe one caused the other. Which came first, chicken or the egg? And I have to tell you, I do have a patient that did have a meningioma. The meningioma was taken care of. All right, it was benign. It was treated. Okay, it wasn't a malignant glioma, which is a very, very dangerous type of brain tumor, but it was a meningioma, just an oma of the meninges, the lining of the brain. And what was interesting is her blood pressure started to rise as it regrew. And I found a correlation between blood pressure and meningiomas. This was years ago. Of course, nobody listens to me. You know, I don't even know where to begin to publish a study. You know, well, you got to have a peer-reviewed journal, and you need to do this. You got to learn how to spell, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so fine. So I just noticed it. And it was the patient that said, you know, funny how my blood pressure goes up when the swelling increases or the meningioma grows back. So anyway, it was addressed. And now, whenever her blood pressure rises, I start to freak, and I order an MRI. So, yes, I have seen, but how I look at it is your body is very, very sensitive and in tune with what's going on. So, now I'm not saying just because you have high blood pressure, you have a tumor, all right? But, yes, I have seen sometimes your blood pressure will rise, and it's trying to tell us something's going on. So we listen to it. You know, I mean, that's the whole purpose of us being in medicine. Medicine is an art. You can't tell me how to treat a patient like the government wants to do in Health and Human Service Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who is all over this Affordable Health Care Act, okay? No, you can't tell me how to treat somebody. It's an art. There's instinct. You have gut reactions. You know, medicine is very different from law. I have a great respect for law. I think law is fascinating, although I am upset with the system where you see, you know, people able to get off of crimes and murders because, you know, if the glove doesn't fit, acquit. You know, but you see the artistry of law and how you could paint a picture, but it's still, you have to, as a jury member, for example, you got to be given the facts and you got to go with that. Whereas in medicine, no, I like to trust my gut. I like to trust my instinct. We talked about that one gentleman many times on the show where he was leaving and we were just kind of, you know, shooting the breeze at the checkout counter. And he said, Dr. Dahlia, I've done everything. You know, I've done the, cardiac testing. I've done everything you've asked me to, blood work. Am I good for another 100,000 miles? And I said, no, there's something wrong with you. And I didn't even realize I said it. It's just my mouth just said it. And he goes, well, what's wrong with me? And I'm looking at his stomach and I go, I don't know. Let me check you for an aneurysm. And he had one of those very taut stomachs, Santa Claus tummies, where you really can't feel or palpate because the stomach is really kind of, you know, protruding. But a lot of men have those stomachs. They're very taut, very tight, and you really can't feel or palpate. And I couldn't hear because, he was always growling, tummy always growling. So it really wasn't something we could pick up on physical exam. Well, I just got to make sure you're walking around with an aneurysm. And an aneurysm is one of those out-pouching poofs of that happened with your main artery, which could blow. Well, not only did he have an aneurysm, but he had one that was leaking, and it was 10 centimeters. Huge. And so, luckily, he would have died that night if we wouldn't have figured this out. Now, doctors can't always practice like this. And, I was really lucky, and he was really lucky. You know, although the next day, I was, like, just shaking from, you know, what had happened and, you know, him luckily being found, that the next patient was sitting there. He was a smoker, just sitting there. And I'm like, you know what? I know you're here for refills, but go get an ultrasound done. He's like, why? I go, I don't know. I just diagnosed somebody with an aneurysm. It was 10 centimeters leaking. I don't know. Everybody, as far as I'm concerned, is walking off an aneurysm. Go get checked. So he goes and he gets checked. He has an 8-centimeter aneurysm. So I was like, but listen, you know, I tell you those two stories. I'm not telling you that I ultrasounded 100 people after them and they were all fine. Okay? Which I just told you. So, but there's an art to it. Okay? You can't just give a person a checklist, you know, and do, or a cookbook. You know, we say we don't like cookbook medicine. We open up a cookbook and you follow it to a T, right? And you don't waver from the recipe. No. You waver. You waver. You think. You use your gut instinct. You know, I mean, one of the advantages to being a family doctor is you get to see the hopefully the same people over and over. When I was an ER physician, now I loved it. I mean, you know, ER, that was fun. The bullet wounds, you know, the trauma, and, you know, I felt like I was doing something. I wasn't giving people a prescription. I was doing something, but you never saw them again. All right, so I would see somebody, and it was like looking at a Polaroid. Yet when you're a family doctor, you basically see the movie from front to end. And you're not seeing all the deleted scenes, but you're still getting a much better picture of somebody. So I had a patient, he just looked a little gray to me. And I said, oh, it's just the flu. No, it wasn't the flu. He was having a heart attack, but didn't know it. So, you know, when you know the person, you know, you will start getting instincts. You will start fit. And what's also an advantage is you actually have more of an advantage as a family doc than looking at your family. Your family you see every day. Yet a family doctor, you see the patient, you know, once a month, once every couple months. So you could see the change. You could see the weight loss. You could see the loss of hair. You could see the color of their skin change. So there's huge advantages, which is why the family doctors have on their shoulders, you know, the burden of finding everything, you know, having a melanoma of the retina, we're in charge of everything, everything. Now, to go back to that one lady who had the melanoma of the retina, it was addressed. It was treated by her ophthalmologist. She was fine. Yes, she was looking to blame. Lawyer said she could make some money. She wasn't able to sue anybody because, you know, no doctor was able to testify that somebody missed it. You know, she just started to grow a melanoma of the retina. That's just the way it was, you know, and her hip pain had nothing to do with that. But, yeah, you will have patients that'll, you know, try suing or whatever. But, you know, the family doctor, hopefully the true, honest-to-God family doctor or internist will never leave that profession, because you want someone that loves what they do, concentrates on people's nuances, and jumps on it. So here we are. We're talking about blood pressure and brain tumors. Do I really think blood pressure will increase the ability or the incidence of having a brain tumor? No. I think blood pressure causes so many other problems. You need to worry about those people. I mean, honestly, high blood pressure could hurt the eye, could hurt the heart, could cause, you know, strokes. So, but, you know, while they're watching you, you know, it's another thing to look for. But the moral of this story is get your blood pressure checked. Okay, you got to get your blood pressure checked. We're coming up on break. When we come back more, we're going to talk about heart rate plus inbreeding. Is that a defense? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your needs. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. Remember, if the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play in your local city or town, tell your news talk station to add it. Very easy to do. You can email them, call them, and GCN will make it happen. And D squared or double D will come to your town. Ah, love it. Love it. All right. This was just a frightening story. We remember this back in the summer. Remember a little 8-year-old Hasidic boy, Libby Kletsky, had died because Levi Aron, 35 years old, had been standing on a corner when the little boy got lost. He asked him directions. It was his first time walking home alone. All he had to do was walk 7 blocks. He had missed a turn, ran into him to help him, and instead he kidnapped him. The next day when he heard on the news that everybody was looking for this little boy, he panicked and killed him, dismembered him. Horrible story. Well, now Levi Aron is trying to use as the defense that because he was a part of a Hasidic community, there's inbreeding. And with inbreeding, he could have genetic defects like schizophrenia. So they're trying to use inbreeding as an excuse. Now, they aren't saying how he inbred, who inbred. They aren't saying if it was first cousins, second cousins, etc. You know, it just blows my mind, absolutely blows my mind, that, you know, the lawyer, these defense lawyers, those are the lawyers I don't understand. Defense lawyers for these disgusting criminals, where they're coming up with this, you know, or like with Sandusky, right? The defense attorney is saying with, Jerry Sandusky from Penn State, you know, it was a hygiene teaching, class. So, he was teaching hygiene to these kids in the shower. I mean, boy, they're really grabbing at straws with these. And, you know, we've talked about inbreeding. Is it safe to marry your cousin? First cousin, there could still be issues. Again, it all depends. It all depends on the type of trait that you have. You know, I mean, second cousin marriages are kind of common. We actually, I found a list of pretty famous second cousin. Many of you already know these people. Jesse James had, I believe, married his first cousin, actually, Zerelda Z. Mims. Right. They had two children. And from what I understand, the children were OK. FDR had married, from what I understood, his fifth cousin. OK, so Johann Sebastian Bach had married a second cousin, H.G. Wells. Remember the Time Machine, War of the Worlds. He had married his first cousin. Thomas Jefferson married his third cousin. But also remember, there weren't a lot of people in the Americas then. So third cousin, I don't think is that bad. Albert Einstein married his second cousin, Elsa, in 1919. Then that was not too long after his divorce from his first wife. But then she died from health problems, and he never married again but did have girlfriends. Okay. Charles Darwin looks like married his first cousin. Interesting that Darwin would. That I didn't know. I didn't know Darwin married his first cousin. Because you think survival of the fittest, unless he really, really liked the genes. You don't know. They had a total of 10 children. Edgar Allan Poe, well, this guy was already kind of crazy. He moved in with his aunt, uncle, cousin. They say father left, mother died, met his 7-year-old cousin, Virginia, who he fell in love with, and married when she was 13. Okay, well, that's kind of weird. Jerry Lee Lewis, remember, we know that, married his cousin, Myra, who was 13. I thought she was a second cousin. I don't know how far apart. And then Rudy Giuliani had married a woman he thought was his third cousin. And then media said it was actually second cousins, but they divorced later anyway. And then he married Donna Hanover in 1984. So, you know, second cousin marriage isn't that all that rare. Yes, there could be issues. Absolutely. Absolutely, because remember, it's a genetic tree, and, you know, for one gene to kind of float along a path. I mean, again, the farther apart, you know, it's kind of like a lottery ticket, you know, the more of a chance for there not to be an issue. But still, second cousins, third cousins, you just don't know. You know, this is why we were all freaking out about that one gentleman who was donating sperm and had actually had possibly 104 children born from all the different sperm donations he had done over a period of time, and if they all lived in the same city, okay, then we're possibly looking at sibling inbreeding. I mean, that's very dangerous. So crazy stuff. So anyway, is this defense going to fly? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just disgusted by the whole thing. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, he is supposedly mentally fit to stand trial. But you see, somebody who would take a kid and dismember him, I mean, what good is he to this community? What good is he to mankind? As far as I'm concerned, death penalty. I forget if New York has a death penalty. I forget. I don't think they do. You know, now, people always ask me, okay, well, does America even allow first cousin marriage? Yeah. There are some states where you are allowed to marry your cousins. Okay, second, third cousins, from what I understand, you can in California. I believe in Florida you can. Georgia, I think Alabama, and I believe even New York. Okay, we're talking now about where you could marry second cousins, New Mexico, New Jersey, Virginia, etc. You can't in Arkansas, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, a lot of the Midwest, you can't. But they say first cousin marriage is allowed, all right, in Arizona. First cousin, we're talking first cousin, which is a little risky, if both are 65 or older and one is unable to reproduce. All right, so, you know, they're like, well, you're not going to have kids. So if you want to marry your first cousin, that's their thinking. Illinois, if both are 50 or older and one can't reproduce. Indiana, if both are 65. Maine, if the couple obtains a physician's certificate of genetic counseling, you could marry your cousin in Maine. All right, Utah, if both are 65 or older, and or if one can't reproduce. Wisconsin, if the woman is 55 or older or one is unable to reproduce. North Carolina, first cousin marriage is legal, but double cousin marriage is prohibited. Meaning, what does that mean? Marrying two cousins at the same time? All right, I'm grossed out by this. Let's not even go any further. Quickly, before the end of the show. All right, I'm always asked, how do you prevent migraines? For me, I prevent migraines by avoiding alcohol. Alcohol gives me headaches and it gives me migraines. Wine. I can't drink wine. I see everybody enjoy wine, right? The jubilations, and I can't drink wine. I get headaches. Well, what else gives you headaches? Well, you know, we've already talked about the tyramine type of foods, the one that has aging, so your aged cheese, blue cheese, anything that fermented. We know already about alcohol, food additives, but a lot of people don't realize that a lot of migraines come from peanuts, pizza, potato chips, chicken livers. Oh, no problem there for me. Smoked or dried fish. Sourdough bread could give you a headache. Certain fruits like papaya, plums, raspberries, kiwi, pineapple, dried fruits could do it. Certain soups that have these meat extracts, yogurt can give you a headache, migraine. Of course, caffeine could trigger, you know, coffee, tea, colas. But it's interesting because a lot of people use caffeine to treat the headache. But a lot of times caffeine could trigger it or the lack thereof. So we always tell our migraine patients, try to get off the whole caffeine habit you're on because that could trigger a migraine. Some of my favorite cheeses, we have brie and feta and gorgonzola and, oh, Swiss. Those could be bad. Food additives are in hot dogs, ham, sausage, bacon. You really shouldn't be eating that kind of stuff anyway. Pepperoni, not the healthiest thing, but MSG. I get a migraine if I go to a restaurant that had used MSG. Now, the food tastes better, but I get a migraine from that. I can't handle that. Now, one way to know is if you get a headache within 20, 25 minutes. But see, here's my thing. If I drink wine, I don't get the migraine that quickly. I get it the next day. And it's not a hangover because all I did was have a sip or two. So, you know, sometimes you could have a delayed effect. But, you know, food triggers, they're important. For those of you that have never suffered from a migraine, it's hard to understand. I didn't understand. When I had patients come in talking to me about migraines, I just couldn't comprehend it because I had a headache. And I'm like, really? Come on, you're being a wuss. And then I started to get migraines after my second kid. And we're talking, it feels like a knife in your brain that's being twisted and sharpened as it goes, then goes deeper. You know, that's when the migraine starts to subside. I mean, it feels even worse when it really heats up. And so you want to avoid it at all costs. But most of us, it's the triggers are foods. Another trigger is, I think, the movies. They don't talk about that. I went and saw Sherlock Holmes. Loved it. Great movie. But I think we sat too close because the theater was full. And I got a migraine. So I think there's other things, but for foods, hope y'all learned something. All right, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. iTunesBomb.com, and let's end these wars.